Blog Talk Radio.
So the Most High is going to stop the flowing of the people going into that country. Read.
Jeremiah chapter 51, the end of verse 44. Yea, the wall of Babylon shall fall. Verse 45. My people, go ye out of the midst.
Hold up, read that again.
My people, go ye out of the midst.
I think within this chapter, he said flee and get out of around 3-4 times. Right? Read.
My people, go ye out of the midst of her, and deliver ye every man his soul from the fierce anger of the Most High Ahiah. And let your heart faint, and ye fear for the rumor that shall be heard in the land. A rumor shall both come one year, and after that in another year shall come a rumor. And
wars and rumors of wars. You hearing about it, and because it's not happening, you think it's not going to happen. Read.
Verse 46. End of verse 46. And violence in the land, ruler against ruler. Verse 47. Therefore, behold, the days come that I will do judgment upon the graven images of Babylon, and her whole land shall be confounded, and all her slain shall fall in the midst of it. Then the heaven and the earth, and all that is therein shall sing for Babylon, for the spoiler shall come up unto her from the north, saith the Most High Ahiah. As Babylon hath caused the slain of Israel to fall, so as Babylon shall fall the slain of all the earth. Ye that have escaped the sword, go away, stand not still, remember the Most High Ahiah afar off, and let Jerusalem come into your mind.
Listen to this clear. Ye that have escaped the sword, that means you escape the destruction that coming to Babylon, go away and stand not still. So when you leave, remember the power or the God higher afar off, and let Jerusalem come into your mind. If that looking forward, not looking back. Now let Jerusalem come into your mind. She's finished. Right? Read.
Verse 51. We are confounded because we have heard reproach. Shame has covered our faces, for strangers are coming to the sanctuary of the Lord's house.
Strangers have destroyed us. Strangers have destroyed our sanctuary, our belief. They destroyed our understanding so that we cannot connect to our God. They've given us their gods. Baal, Baal, Satan, the dragon, Moloch. These are the gods we've been worshiping ignorantly. Jesus. Zeus. Okay, we ain't know nobody named Jesus. Total madness. And then when we wake up and understand these things, we say, well, hold up. I'm a stranger here. You dragged me here. And the Most High starts reviving us. They be like, okay, we have one who's the extremist. You're a terrorist. Read on.
Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 52. Wherefore, behold, the days come, saith the Most High Ahiah, that I will do judgment upon her graven image.
I'm going to destroy all your images and your idols. And man, if you look at, if you even look at Washington, D.C., it's idol after idol. Monuments of idols. Obelisks, which is man's personal member. That's what an obelisk is. What's that, the Washington Monument? Idols every place. Five-pointed stars every place. But what if some did not believe? So what if you don't believe what we're teaching you? Paul asked, so what if some did not believe? Shall your unbelief make the faith of God without effect? You mean the Most High is going to stop his own program because you don't believe them? No, you're dead. That's what you are. Okay, his program was before us. And it will be well after us. And that's for the people that's walking out there. Well, there's wars all the time. There have always been these situations. Every few years this happens. Nothing is going to change. That's a dead thing.
Shabbat Shalom, Barakatham, Arthur Water. Peaceful Sabbath. Bless you all. And thank you for tuning in to another episode of Friday Night Sabbath. coming out of Babylon here for the Gathering of Christ Church, where we connect the dots of our reality and current events with the Word of God and Bible prophecy. I am your host, Brother and Elder Ramar Karab. It is 7:16 p.m. Central Standard Time, July 28th, 2023, streaming live from the belly of the beast, the heart of Babylon, holding it down in the midst of all the crazy chaos going on in this country and beyond in the world. And I pray you brothers and sisters out there are doing well this evening, that you've had a blessed week, that you've been blessed since our last interaction, and that your Sabbath, whether it's going into or already started, that it is blessed. All right, I want to give all praises to the Most High God, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Godhead, the Elohim, the Elohim, who some may call, for being here. Heavenly Father's name in the Hebrew is Ahayah, Ashar Ahayah, his Son, whom the world knows as Jesus Christ, whose real name in the Hebrew is Yeshaya, and the Holy Spirit, which in the Hebrew is Ruach. Okay, giving all praise, honor, and glory for being here for another Sabbath, all right, another weekly Sabbath, seventh day of the week. When the sun goes down Friday night, we are entering in the seventh day of the week. And to be here is always a blessing, a time to be able to connect to the heavens, hopefully disconnect from a lot of things in this world and society so we can get that frequency going on strictly within the heavenly realm and be fed spiritual, true understanding what our purpose is in this world and the confusing times that we live in. I'll just say that, very, very confusing times as so much is going on, and have to shift through all the craziness and all the chaos to try to understand what is really going on. So hopefully here for this particular ministry, we can help in some type of way brothers and sisters understand these times, and hopefully more. And so that's what we are here to do this evening. And before we go any further and go into the announcements, let me go ahead and get tonight's title for the live stream. Tonight's title is AI Alien Intelligence. AI Alien Intelligence. So probably a lot trying to understand, you know, that title and what is this show going to be about. It's going to be, I think, an amazing broadcast with information we're going to go into, a lot to tackle tonight on the information and content. But before we go into that, just want to make sure you all are letting everyone know that we are streaming live here on Twitch. Get the word out, twitch.tv/GOCC Southwest. is where we are streaming tonight. You can watch us through any device, through browser, through the Twitch app. Just search for GOCC Southwest. We also are doing a multicast streaming live from Blog Talk. So if you would like to, you know, call in, you have something you would like to say, questions, news you feel like is pertinent to what's happening in your neck of the woods, or some content that you want to add to what we're discussing tonight, call in and join in on the discussion. The guest call-in number is 515-605-9327, 515-605-9327. If you would like to speak, press the number 1. That puts you in the guest call queue, and you can. I'll check the call lines periodically to see who would like to chime in for tonight. Okay, make sure that you are subscribed to GOCC Southwest on YouTube. That is our main hub. We don't do a lot of broadcasting there this day, you know, as of now, because YouTube has a lot of funny rules, and you got to do a lot of walking on eggshells and tiptoeing and dancing around. And I'm just, you know, the content we're going into is important to where we need to be able to fully discuss it without any type of censorship or games being played. So we found a pretty good home, I would think, here on Twitch where we can come in here. Hopefully there's some gamers out there that stumble across this who are, you know, in that world and can come in here and see this, and hopefully it'll be awakening to them to maybe things that they always wanted and wanted to know. But nonetheless, we are Twitch, so make sure you subscribe to our GOCC Southwest YouTube channel. Also, make sure that you are subscribed to our Odyssey channel, GOCC Southwest Odyssey. That's where we have all of the backup content, because Twitch only keeps these live streams on their server for about 7 days, and then they're gone. But we have backup content, odyssey.com, GOCC Southwest. You can look under the About section either here on Twitch or the About section of our YouTube channel, GOCC Southwest, and you'll see the Odyssey there where you can click and find all of our backup content. All right, make sure you subscribe. Also, the GOCC Media, the GOCC Media, where we do some content there on Friday nights where we're talking about all things fitness and health, fitness and nutrition for our health. All right, so next week we should be going into the next mineral, as we've been going in and diving in and tackling the different minerals for our body when it comes to our health and continuing to build. And hopefully people are taking their health serious, especially in these times when a lot of the things that we have access to, the hospitals and the medicines and the herbs and all those type of things, are not going to be there. So we need to be getting our health in best condition while we can. All right. So that's it for this particular platform, GOCC Southwest. We also have the main church, Gathering of Christ Church YouTube channel, A Gathering 144. Subscribe there. Backup channel, GOCC NYC. Subscribe there. We have the Hebrew and Bible Academy. HistoryTimes.org is the website where you can find out more about the Hebrew and Bible Academy, where you can learn everything from the biblical history, the foundation of the Bible, the archaeology, the prophecies, on a whole nother level outside of what you would get week in and week out on the YouTube channel. You have the Hebrew, where you can learn the Hebrew, as well as real-time news. So if you would like to join or learn more about the Hebrew and Bible Academy, HistoryTimes.org. All right. The website for our Gathering of Christ Church is GatheringOfChrist.org. GatheringOfChrist.org. And, there you can find everything from the holy days to the Hebrew calendar to the GOCC network, all of the resources the church uses, the whole community of, blogging, a place where you can come and blog and communicate with other brothers and sisters of like minds, all there on the church website. So make sure that you are tuned into the church website also. So those are all the different ways that you can tune into this church. Wanted to make sure I put that out there. We have a lot of new people that are coming in, new listeners who may be searching and looking. So giving them some ways that they can get more connected with the Gathering of Christ Church. All right. And I believe that is all of the announcements for tonight. So without further delay, looking at the chat, just making sure everything looks good as it looks. Let me go ahead over to tonight's title, content we're going to be discussing. Once again, tonight's title, I, Alien Intelligence, AI, Alien Intelligence. And so before I really kind of talk about tonight's title, just to kind of, in recent weeks, what we discussed, we kind of have gone down this rabbit hole of dealing with aliens, right? And couple broadcasts ago for Friday Night Sabbath coming out of Babylon, we did the coming fake UFO and alien invasion, where we've, you know, looked at some, you know, videos of insiders like John D'Souza, ex-FBI agent, that talked about aliens are not beings like you and I. They are interdimensional. Okay, others on the inside talking about aliens and a coming fake alien and UFO invasion that the government will use to deceive the masses into the New World Order. From there, we went and had the follow-up to that, Project Bluebeam and the Rapture Deception, where we talked about the rapture and how it's not biblical. The word doesn't exist in scriptures, but we talked about the second coming of Christ, not to be deceived with the rapture, and how you had a investigative journalist from Canada, Serge Monast, who spoke about Project Bluebeam in the 80s, to where pretty much what Albert Pike laid out in his three world wars, how they would look to destroy Christianity in the end and bring in all this new age religion, new age philosophers. And with that, they were also looking to stage holographic imagery of different religions who all believe in some sort of Messiah returning to save them from the tribulation and the earth, and how they would use frequencies. They would use, and they had the technology in the 80s, right? That was 40, 50 years ago. He spoke on this, and then he mysteriously had a heart attack. He was arrested. He spent one night in prison, had a heart attack the first night in prison, and died. Okay, and so we were looking through a lot of the stuff in the 80s he was talking about, and it was like he was way ahead of his time, and it's like everything he was speaking about is happening right now. So hopefully we can continue to build on Project Bluebeam. Will there be a rapture deception where they will, we already know the rapture deception doctrine is out there, but will they stage a fake rapture to deceive the people, deceive the masses? Will they use holographic imagery and all of that to deceive the people? You know, some sort of fake alien invasion and all those type of things with UFOs. And so that kind of leads us up to tonight, and what we're going to discuss continuing on in this conversation. And tonight, AI, alien intelligence. Now, of course, when most people see AI or hear of AI, they think artificial intelligence. So questions that we may have, is there a connection between artificial intelligence and alien intelligence? What are aliens, right? A lot of discussion out there right now, and we're going to go into that. What are aliens? And could AI actually really mean something other than artificial intelligence? Could it really mean alien intelligence? All right. So I think, you know, a lot of people don't. It's going to be great how we go through the information tonight, because I don't think you all are going to see the way that it's going to come when it, how we're going to bring it out. Right. But it's going to be a very, very thought-provoking and enlightening conversation and content exploration tonight. So everyone, make sure you buckle up. Don't want anybody falling out of their chairs or, you know, not being able to hold on as we go through this information tonight. And let me go ahead and bring up our first article here. How many of you all saw this week? This comes off of U.S. News, Marca.com. UFO hearing, whistleblower, pilots disclose alien life and UAP under oath to Congress. A historic day for the UFO phenomenon as former U.S. officials disclose existence of non-human intelligence. Now, this is something we're going to continue to see in some variation of terminology, this non-human intelligence and advanced craft. This happened this was just this week. Now, this particular guy here, we spoke about when we talked and had our live stream on the coming fake UFO and alien invasion. We had a Stu Peters video where we, you know, for those who haven't checked out any of the past couple of live streams we've done, make sure you check those out. It's gonna really bring you up to speed to where we are now in this discussion as we continue to build on it. But this particular person who we see here on our screen here with the red tie was actually being called out by Stu Peters and another person who he was interviewing on how authentic is this whistleblower here, being that typically when whistleblowers come out and speak out on things the government does not want disclosed, they're demonized, they're shut down. Oftentimes their life is in danger. Maybe they end up missing or dead. But this particular gentleman coming out here, as well as these others, they seem to be in pretty good, spirits. They're not concerned for their lives or danger on speaking on things that the government has supposedly kept hidden from the masses all these years. Now these guys here, why now the 2020 lockdown and what Klaus Schwab wrote the book that came out the same year, COVID-19, the Great Reset. Why now, after the Great Reset, are we now being inundated and getting disclosures on the alien and UFO phenomenon now coming out that's said to be hidden this whole time? You know, it's been a discussion throughout decades, but now it's all supposed to be coming out, right? It says here, Wednesday, July 26, 2023, will be remembered as the day in which alien disclosure gave its first steps towards a different way to treat the topic. So they want you to remember this day, right? They want you to remember July 26 was the day this all came out. And it was fully exposed, this alien disclosure. Three former United States government officials presented testimonies in front of Congress and the rest of the world. Millions of people around the world tune in to watch this unfold and wonder if all senators asking the questions would finally do it right. Fortunately, pretty much all members of Congress who attended the hearing were well informed, even about some obscure UFO registered encounters from decades ago. The group was led by Representatives Luna and Burkett, two of the ones who have been pushing for disclosure the hardest through Congress. Now, we have some video footage here of this particular hearing. We're going to listen to this here. Let me pull this up for you all. Why is this all of a sudden coming out now, one may ask? Oh, not this one. No, we don't want to. don't want to watch that one. We actually want to check out this one here. So notice how every time we're presented by government, at least, maybe not always in all forms of media, but at least in the media that the government, the news, at least, it's always with some level of danger when it comes to UFOs or aliens. Okay, so here they're talking about harm or people being hurt by UAPs, unidentified alien projectiles. People being hurt by these crafts, these beings, both out in the open and behind the scenes in government facilities, underground facilities, and things like that. Right? It's never good. The picture that's being painted. Why is that? I'm gonna hopefully answer these questions tonight. So let's hear here. Commander David Fravor's opening statement, where he talks about a tic-tac ship with no wings that could stop midair and travel 60 miles in less than a minute. Let's check this out. Now, one thing I do notice here is he's reading off a script, or maybe this is his notes that he wrote down, but this isn't something he's giving off of memory. It's reading as if he's reading a script here or a story. That's the first thing. I'm thinking, if you're under oath and testifying, shouldn't you be giving giving this real time and your recollection based upon what you remember? And not something that you're, it just doesn't seem genuine to be reading this out as far as what happened. All right, but let's keep going. So very strange here that we have this person reading off this paper, his experience, and not speaking off of his own account, but something he's reading. And so that's something that I question as far as what's going on. And again, I also question the fact that you have these three men here who have had no threat for their lives, coming out, speaking on things the government has kept hidden and secret all this time, and they're now allowed to come out right now on the heels of the biggest pandemic that shut the whole world's never been shut down before, coming on the heels of this pandemic, this now being made known. Okay, and there's more here. Not going to go through all of it. You all will get this link. You can actually check this out your own. There was a comment in the chat. I'm curious because I didn't watch this whole speech, this whole hearing. But Judah is back 45 said that they also in this hearing slipped out 2025. So maybe, you know, you can expound more on that. You know, call in to the blog talk, 515-605-9321, and you can maybe speak about that, or if you want to type that in the chat there, because I haven't heard that part in all of this. But the main thing what I'm pointing out is that the fact that this was this week, and they want you to mark this date down as a huge moment in our history where it's finally being made known. We're finally now, after all this time, being told the truth about what's going on with aliens and UFOs from our government. The same government that has pretty much lied since the beginning of its inception. Same government that enslaved the blacks that were in Africa, brought them over here as slavery. In slavery, they built this country, haven't received any type of restitution or reparations from it. The natives of this land being driven off the land and into reservations, killed, raped, and destroyed. This is the government now that, you know, these guys worked for, now coming out, oh, they're now telling us the truth on aliens and UFOs, right? So let's keep moving on here, starting things off there, right? We also have, off of SETI.org, SETI Institute, first contact, global team simulates message from, here we see this again, extraterrestrial intelligence or alien intelligence, non-human intelligence, they're all synonymous, to Earth. Right, so this is a simulation, May 22nd, 2023, by the SETI Institute. It says here, what would happen if we received a message from an extraterrestrial civilization? Daniela De Paulis, an established interdisciplinary artist and licensed radio operator who currently serves as an artist in residence at the SETI Institute and the Green Bank Observatory, has brought together a team of international experts, including SETI researchers, space scientists, and artists, to stage her latest project, A Sign in Space. Now, this is a simulation. This is not real. They want to do a simulation to say, okay, if we were to receive a message from space, how would we handle that? Well, let's go ahead and do a simulation. Similar to how we had a Event 201 simulation of a novel coronavirus, okay, a month before they locked the world down and said there was coronavirus funded by Bill Gates. So typically when you see these simulations and these exercises, these projects going on, usually what follows them is you know, real-time event. It says here, this revolutionary presentation of global theater, and check out the wordplay, aims to explore the process of decoding and interpreting an extraterrestrial message by engaging the worldwide SETI community, professionals from different fields, and the broader public. This process requires global cooperation. So this is the whole world, international, the whole world has to cooperate on this. Okay? Starting to see a lot of these global cooperative processes going on. Bridging a conversation around steady space research and society across multiple cultures and areas of expertise. Throughout history, humanity has searched for meaning in powerful and transformative phenomena. Receiving a message from an extraterrestrial civilization would be a profoundly transformational experience for all humankind. A sign in space offers the unprecedented opportunity to tangibly rehearse, again, tangibly rehearse and prepare for this scenario through global collaboration, fostering an open-ended search for meaning across all cultures and disciplines. Let's drop down here. Check it out. This experiment is an opportunity for the world to learn how the SETI community and all its diversity will work together to receive, process, analyze, and understand the meaning of a potential extraterrestrial signal. So another word that can be taken from this is artificial. We're going to talk about this word artificial a lot tonight. This is an experiment, a simulation. Artificial, this isn't real. But they're going to act like it's real. More than astronomy, communicating with ET will require a breadth of knowledge. With a sign in space, we hope to make the initial steps towards bringing a community together. Check it out. What they hope to do with this simulation, they hope to bring a community together, right, with all these events. That's the main focus, right? Bring us all together as one to meet this challenge. Okay, there's more in here. But for those who want to read it in total and totality, you will be able to. Okay. They also have a video here. But I think, you know, we've got what we need to get from this. Okay. And just to show how this isn't just being reported on SETI, you also have here on newscientist.com, fake alien message sent to Earth to prepare us for first contact. Fake, artificial. Something that's fake is artificial. Message sent to prepare us for first contact. So they're preparing like this is going to happen. Why now? Why weren't they preparing 50, 60 years ago? Why are they preparing for this now? A coded message has been sent from a spacecraft orbiting Mars to simulate potential communication from an advanced alien civilization. And notice how it's always, the aliens are always bad and they're always advanced. They're always more advanced than mankind. It's never a scenario where mankind is more advanced than this, than these aliens. Okay. So I guess with this article, no need of giving you all this because it comes with the cost. So for those that want to, you know, pay for this and read this, you can go to newscientist.com and search for this here and you can read that. All right. So we first have the UFO hearing. We're talking about. Then we have this fake simulation of a message sent from space to prepare us for when this happens. Almost, they're not even saying if it happens. They're saying it's going to happen. And we have to be very mindful when they start talking about things that are going to happen, like they said with the Event 201 simulation, which led to a lockdown and a novel coronavirus. Then something else that happened. How many of you all know about the TMF INR girl on the plane? Who is the TMINFR girl? Well, here she is on a plane speaking about something going on the plane. What was she talking about? Let's see here. She was talking on a plane and looking to get off the plane about the so-called entity she was sitting next to on the plane was not real. Now, I find this interesting because a couple things. Okay, when we talk about UFOs, we're talking about being up in the air, and here we're dealing with a plane, and this is happening on a plane. So we're already dealing realm up in the air. And then the full video for this, you have a person recording her walk all the way from the back of the plane. So somebody just happened to have their camera out and was recording her walk all the way down the aisle and stop right here in front of them. Okay, this person recording caught them walking all the way from the back of the plane without causing any disturbance. And they waited till they got right here to start talking. Hey, lights, camera, action, right in front of the camera, to now make this statement about something that she was sitting next to was not a real person. This happened within the past few weeks. Okay, now for a long time, people were trying to figure out who is this woman, because nobody could find her. Okay, you typically, you know, people do things, you can find them on social media or, you know, people will find them somewhere, but this person could not be found for a long time until within the past couple of days now, you have some people who believe that they have found this woman to be the person who actually is the one speaking in this video. And then you also have, let me see if I can find the comment here. If not, here we go. So now you have this person has found out that this is her Twitter page. Erica Marsh, proud Democrat, former field organizer to elect President Biden, volunteer for the Obama Foundation. She, her, Generation Z, Washington, D.C. So there's a lot of things that jump out with her Twitter profile. Okay. Being a Democrat, okay, that's not necessarily something that you would look at and say that there's something there. But when you go past that and learn that she was a former field organizer to President Biden and a volunteer for the Obama Foundation, that starts to get interesting now, knowing that she's working on the inside. These aren't senators or congressmen we're talking about here. These are presidents for the Democrat Party. Of course, also you have the fact that she's flaunting her pronouns. So, you know, we're seeing Democrat woke a lot being pushed here, working under Obama and Biden, and proud of her Generation Z status as far as the generation she comes from. So there's a whole lot going on here. But nonetheless, for those who were not aware of this person who made this about this mother bleeper that she was sitting next to was not real. Okay. While everybody else is sitting there calm, nobody else is really even paying this woman any attention. Nothing else has come out on this. Why is we are starting to see, and this wasn't the only situation like this that happened. This is just one of many situations. Okay, but why are we starting to see these type of scenarios playing themselves out with alien, things that would point towards alien and alien disclosure? And this went viral. They made sure that this went viral. Okay, everybody was talking about it. This woman has so many memes out, has a song that they've, you know, parody songs and all that for her. Okay, so where no one doesn't know who, I would say 99% of the people who are on social media probably know or have some familiarity with this situation happening. Seeds being planted. Okay, what else do we have before we go into some scriptures and then start to break all this down on what's going on when we talk about AI, alien intelligence? What does the Bible have to say about aliens and all of this discussion of what we're talking about tonight? We're going to go into that too, because that's where we're going to get the real answers for those who believe in the Bible. If you don't believe in the Bible, all right, you're probably going to go along with what they're presenting to us mainstream. At the same time, all this is happening. We've talked about the UN, the UN Agenda 2030, the UN Agenda 21, sustainable development, all these things. Well, July 6th, the UN had a Pact for the Future. We've talked about, you know, the UN, the WHO, these world organizations, these global organizations looking for power. Pact for the Future seeks emergency powers for complex global shocks. What is this about? What is the UN looking to do here when it talks about Pact for the Future? Seeking permanent emergency powers for complex global shocks. It says here, the UN is set to outline a far-reaching plan to secure emergency powers that would allow the global body to lead a common agenda for all nations during any complex global shocks, such as a new pandemic. So, but notice this word shocks is plural. So any type of complex global shock, the UN is looking to secure emergency powers that would lead to a common agenda for all nations, meaning everybody is now under the power of the United Nations. For whatever they say everyone must do, everyone must now do. It doesn't matter about your government, your constitution, your religious beliefs. None of that matters under a complex global shock. All bets is off. Everything is suspended, and this Pact for the Future initiative now is in effect. Let's see. Let's get some more details here. Let's see if we might can find out what are some more of these complex global shocks other than just a new pandemic. Because we talked about how Bill Gates is running and funding another simulation that's pointing to 2025, a new pandemic coming. The Federalist reports that the plan is to be finalized at a September 2024 Summit of the Future. So they're looking to finalize this right before 2025 starts in September 2024 at the Summit of the Future, where the UN will adopt a pact for the future. One such policy is an emergency platform during any events that have a global impact that would provide the UN the authority to actively promote and drive an international response that places the principles of equity and solidarity at the center of its work. It says here, this is IT Guy on Twitter, meanwhile, the United Nations would be given unprecedented authority over the public and private sectors of huge swaths of the world, all in the name of battling a yet unknown crisis. Possibly go wrong. Let's look at what some of these global shocks are. It says the report notes that some details of the emergency platform were outlined in a paper from March, with the UN Secretary General declaring, "I propose that the General Assembly provide the Secretary General in the United Nations system with a standing authority to convene and operationalize automatically an emergency platform in the event of a future complex global shock of sufficient scale, severity, and reach." The paper gives several examples, here come the examples, of what could trigger the emergency authority, including major climatic event. We talked about the climate change agenda and how they're looking to lock down the world behind climate change, which the UN Secretary General is now saying we're no longer in global warming, we're now in global boiling. He just said that this week. Future pandemic risks. It doesn't say outbreak, it says risk. So if there's a risk, meaning that a possibility, doesn't have to be a pandemic, but if there's a possibility, that classifies as an emergency. If they're saying there's a pandemic coming 2 years down the road, it's a risk, it could happen, they now have the power under this to cause emergency authority for everyone in the world to now obey. A global digital connectivity disruption, so basically when it comes to our digital infrastructure like the internet and connecting, any type of disruption globally would also qualify as an example. And you will not believe this, family. The next one, major event in outer space. Major event in outer space. Now that's ambiguous. That could mean anything, but all we know is that it's dealing with space. So if they declare, which none of us live in space, okay, so none of us have rocket ships or spaceships or any of that where we could go out in space and see for ourselves this major event. But if they declare, because they have the technology with the craft and the telescopes and all these things to see out there, if they were to say that there is a major event out there, you now must bow to their authority. Okay, globally, all citizens, all nations of the world now come under one world rule by the UN for any type of event in relation to space. And generic also means artificial or, you know, whatever else, unforeseen risk, black swan event. So things that they come out of nowhere, unforeseen events. Okay, but the main thing we're focusing on here, we're talking about it, We've had those come out and speak about Project Bluebeam, this fake alien and UFO invasion that they're looking to stage, that under an event such as that, where there is an alien invasion and we're being told these aliens are of higher intelligence than us, that they're bad, that they hurt us. Everyone who's had an encounter has been a bad encounter. See, that plays right into, if they're bad, we can now use that as a means of control globally. If they're good and they're here to help us, see, that doesn't help them in any way. So that's the reason why you never hear in these situations, well, yeah, the alien I encountered was good. He gave me some higher insight, wisdom, understanding, told me about his planet. Right? Told me about his planet and gave me some high level technology. None of that. It's only bad encounters, abductions and harm and threat, all this is what we're being told, which paves the way now for them to now exercise emergency powers under the UN to take full control of the world. All right. So now let us go into some understanding when we talk about the content we're talking about, when we're talking about alien. What are alien? Okay. But before we go into that, because we did just see the Congress hearing on disclosure of aliens, we talked about a fake signal being sent out that they're doing a simulation and an experiment on. And we saw this TMFINR girl talking about something that's not real on the plane, a person that's not real, or not a real person. Let's talk about these things for a second. Because really, to really understand what's going on, family, with all what's happening, we must have a biblical lens. We must see things through the Bible, okay? And I'm going to show you why we must see things through the Bible when understanding all the things that are happening in our world right now. So we're going to Matthew 24, as we oftentimes do. Going to Matthew 24, and we're going to start at verse 3. Okay, it says here, signs of the end of the age. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? All right. What is it going to be like before you return, when we're coming to the end of the world and things are about to be finished leading up to your return? It says here, and Jesus, Yeshua in the Hebrew, answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. We've talked about this deception over and over again throughout our broadcast. Pretty much almost every broadcast, we're going into Christ's words of warning of a deception, Paul's words, the prophet's words, all warning us of this coming deception. The first thing he warned to look out for wasn't wars, wasn't earthquakes, none of that. It was, don't be deceived. So that's the first thing we now must be careful when we're looking at things happening in our reality, is to make sure that we're not taken through deception, which is really, really easy to happen, especially in this internet and social media age where so much stuff is coming out and being put on the internet. Mainstream media, who we know is CIA ran, are pretty much CIA psyop, the mainstream media, proven through Operation Mockingbird. So you have all these different ways of information coming, and you can be deceived. Well, how do we not be deceived? Well, we must have that biblical lens. We're going to talk about that biblical lens in more detail here in a moment. Let us now go to Daniel chapter 12. Speaking of prophets, Daniel prophesied a lot about the end and Christ's return and all of that. So let's get some insight from Daniel the prophet to see what he had to say about this deception. Daniel chapter 12 and 10 tells us, many shall be purified and made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. So in the end times, there's going to be an awakening. In that awakening, many people come into the understanding of truth, the mysteries of Christ, being baptized, being clean, cleansed, being purged. And in that comes tribulation or being tried. But the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. So how do we have that biblical lens to be able to understand, to be the wise, and not be part of the wicked that don't understand what's going on right now, to get caught up in what Christ warned when he spoke about be not deceived? We're going to go to now Isaiah chapter 33, and we're going to now talk about this biblical lens. Because if we have the biblical lens, meaning we're seeing things from a biblical understanding, it's impossible to be deceived in any of the stuff that's happening right now. Okay, regardless if we're bringing it out on a live stream, a lesson, or if you're by yourself in the ways that it's being brought out, because you may find yourself by yourself needing to understand what's going on. How do you understand when you maybe don't have a leader in front of you breaking things down to what's really going on in our reality? Isaiah 33:6 tells us, and wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of thy times and strength of salvation. The fear of the Lord is his treasure. So what we see here, two words we want to focus on, wisdom and knowledge. Okay, two different things. We know knowledge or knowing is only half the battle. Okay, the other half is executing what you know. You can know all day long. I could know that mercury is deadly for my health, but if I don't exercise, you know, and execute the actions not to consume mercury, what good does having the knowledge do me? It does me no good. I end up getting sick and dying from the mercury. Okay, it only knowing the mercury is bad only benefits me if I know, okay, mercury is bad. Let me not consume mercury. Let me find things that have mercury and make sure I'm not consuming them. Wisdom is the Holy Spirit. Okay. When you're baptized, you then receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Wisdom is the ability to apply knowledge when you don't have maybe the scripture to actually explain what's happening real time, because the scriptures give us a great foundation. It's the word. Christ is the word. But Christ said he must go so another can come and teach us all things, and that other being the Comforter or the Holy Spirit or wisdom. So the Holy Spirit teaches us all things. So whenever we don't understand and we're at a crossroads and we need to now be wise in our decision making or be able to understand what's happening real time in our reality, that's where wisdom, the Holy Spirit, comes in and allows us to discern. We can look at things and say, you know what? I got a, in my conscience or in my gut, I don't have a good feeling about that, what's being said, and it being true. Something's given you this intuition, this sixth sense, so to speak, to where you're now tapping in to having a feeling about something not settling in your spirit and being something that you can receive. Now, this is the importance of really being in tune with the heavenly realm, because sometimes our flesh can intercede and or overstep that connection, that frequency coming from the heavenly realm, and the Holy Spirit trying to give us the discernment. Our flesh sometimes can supersede that, and now our flesh is giving us a feeling about something that's not coming from the heavens, where we're acting in our flesh now and not acting according to wisdom. So there's two different types of feelings you can get. One in your flesh that feels good and feels right, and one is coming from the heavenly realm and through wisdom through the Holy Spirit. Two different things. So we understand that knowledge comes from learning these scriptures, keeping the commandments. Okay, learning the commandments is the knowledge. Keeping the commandments. Now, once you learn them and keeping and being in righteousness, now it's going to allow you to have the Holy Spirit magnified in your life. So if you're not keeping the commandments, you're not going to have any Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit cannot dwell in a sinful body. So that's the disconnect we now have when we're not operating in wisdom and we're making a lot of bad decisions, poor choices and decision-making. There's sin in our life that needs to be cleaned up. So having the understanding is one thing. Keeping the understanding, keeping the commandments, executing righteousness now gives us access to wisdom and the Holy Spirit. And these things stabilize us in these end times. This is the biblical lens I'm speaking about. And it says strength of our salvation. Okay. Strength of our salvation. The fear of the Lord is his treasure. Let's go to the next scripture here. One second. Daniel 11. Let's go to Daniel chapter 11. All right. Continuing in on this biblical lens. This biblical lens, Daniel chapter 11. Let's get more insight. Just, you know, Daniel's going to speak more on this. And we're going to drop down to verse 32. And Daniel 11:32 tells us, "And such as do wickedly against the covenant shall he corrupt by flatteries." So here we have the covenant. The covenant is the agreement that was made with the Most High God in Israel to keep the commandments. So those that do wickedly, the covenant shall be corrupted in these end times by flatteries, handouts, okay, compromised. Okay, we talked about stimulus, the stimulus checks, all those things given out, all the things that people were told you can get if you take the COVID vaccine. That's being corrupted by flatteries. So when you're, again, in wickedness against the covenant, you open yourself up to be compromised. And now how many people have taken the COVID shot? Just an example, because this is now setting the stage for the mark of the beast. But the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. So the people that keep the covenant, the commandments, are going to be strong. Why are they going to be strong? Because they're going to be strong in knowledge, and they're going to be strong in wisdom, which Isaiah told us is the strength of our salvation. So that's our strength, is our salvation, our ability to be saved through this, to understand, okay, I'm not taking no COVID shot because something about this just doesn't seem right. In the midst of all the confusion and pressure, my job's trying to force me and this is trying to, you know, I can't do this without, you know, None of that is going to get in the way of wisdom. Okay. In your spirit, you're going to be uneasy about it, and you're not going to do it because the Holy Spirit is telling you no. And do exploits, meaning you're going to expose. You now have the ability to expose the glitches, per se, the glitches in the matrix. Okay, we can now identify the things that, okay, that's off, that's wrong, that's not real, that's fake. I'm not putting that in my body. That doesn't make sense. I'm not going for that. I'm not falling for this. That's what the Holy Spirit allows us now to be able to understand without necessarily, maybe there's scriptures there that actually explain these things, but we maybe don't have the understanding on those scriptures or we haven't read them. But the Holy Spirit is still working with us. So the Holy Spirit is there to intercede on the behalf when we don't have the word or the knowledge part. The Holy Spirit can work, the word and the Holy Spirit work together. Christ and the Holy Spirit work together. They're both intercessors for us, right? One sits on the right-hand side, which is Christ of the Father. Holy Spirit sits on the left-hand side. It says here, verse 33, and they that understand among the people shall instruct many. Okay, so now the understanding comes through the Holy Spirit, okay, and the Most High has set up shepherds in this earth, those who can lead the flock. They can now instruct and guide the flock. Yet they shall fall by the sword and by flame, by captivity and by spoil many days. So that's that being tried that Daniel spoke about in Daniel chapter 12, us being tried. We have to go through the tribulation. Okay? Christ speaks about this in Matthew 24 too. There's no escaping the tribulation. Matter of fact, the more closer we are to the Most High, expect more tribulation. That was going to do that much more to try to throw you off your faith, to get you to compromise, be compromised and corrupted by flatteries. Verse 34, it says, now when they shall fall, they shall be hoping with a little help, but many shall cleave to them with flattery. So you're going to have those that are going to endure the tribulation and be helped through the tribulation, be given strength, the Holy Spirit, the angels, all these intercessors working on our behalf. But you're going to have many that are still going to fall and be corrupted. If you take the mark, whatever they want to call it at that time, you can have access to the grid. You'll get internet access. You'll get food, water. You'll get your old lifestyle back. You get to keep your car. You get to keep your home. All your friends took it. See, many are going to fall and cleave to the compromise. Verse 35, and some of them of understanding shall fall to try them and to purge. Those who saw the Wednesday night broadcast, the coming purge before the mark. So we're in a purging right now. The purge has already begun. Many people are falling and dying and being purged, those who took the COVID shot. Many people have been baptized and are falling after being baptized and being tempted and being pulled back into the world. But those that are able to overcome, okay, and it says, and to make them white, even to the time of the end, because it is yet for a time appointed, all right? So if we want to make it through this time and of the end, we must have the biblical lens, and we only get the biblical lens through Christ's baptism, keeping of the commandments, letting our sins not weigh us down, as 2 Ezra 16 tells us, so we can have clear vision to be able to see things with wisdom. Make good decisions, make good choices. Pride is another thing that'll get in the way of our vision. If we're dealing with pride and we're not humble, that pride is going to leave us. Pride cometh before the fall, right? Pride cometh before destruction. So if we're not humble, you're not going to get wisdom. And knowledge puffeth up. So it's not just about accumulating all the knowledge that you can get. You rather have the little bit of knowledge in the milk of understanding of keeping the commandments and just focusing in on that so that you can get the Holy Spirit. Going in and trying to read this book and that book and get this knowledge and trying to accumulate all this knowledge, and you're not keeping any of the commandments, causing you to get puffed up like a know-it-all. I know that already. I already know. That's pride. And you'll get purged because the wisdom won't be on your behalf and on your side to lead you through these times to be able to see, to have that light. Okay. So the biblical lens is going to give us insight to what's going on right now with all this alien, I'm going to call it nonsense going on. All the alien nonsense. So from there, we're going to go to Matthew 24 to round this deception up and having the biblical lens so we're not deceived as Christ warned the first warning of the signs. Matthew 24:24 tells us, "For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect." Okay, so the very elect cannot be deceived because they have the biblical lens. They're keeping the commandments. They're baptized. They're letting the Holy Spirit lead and guide their thoughts and actions. And they can't be deceived by the tricks and traps of this world. But the wicked, who can be flattered through materialism, through the lust of the flesh, through the not keeping of the commandments, but more so honoring the flesh, are going to be taken in this time. Okay? So now that we've seen them come out with these alien disclosures, we see the UN now putting a space threat as a reason to now lock down the whole world. Everything now is lining up with what we've spoken about leading up to this point. We talk about the fake UFO and alien invasion that many insiders have told us about is coming to unite the world under a one world order, as well as the Project Blue Beam and Rapture Deception. Everything is now, and trust me, we're just getting started as we go through the information tonight and hopefully connect these dots. It'll be evident of what they're doing and what is the real truth. The reality that they're trying to formulate for us versus what does the Bible actually say, and how do we get that biblical understanding to escape the deception in these times. So if we're going to talk about AI and alien intelligence, and we've been talking about aliens a lot, we must first understand, what is an alien? Let's talk about aliens. They want to talk about aliens. Let us talk about aliens. We're going to get the understanding of what aliens are, primarily through the Bible. This is dictionary.com. It says here, a creature from outer space, extraterrestrial. It says, often disparaging and offensive, a resident of one country who was born in or owes allegiance to another country and has not acquired citizenship by naturalization in the country of residence. A foreigner. A foreigner. So these are more so the definitions we want to deal with tonight. A foreigner and a creature from outer space or an extraterrestrial. Well, what is an extraterrestrial? One may ask. We're going to get that. Let's go to the Bible. What does the Bible say about alien. Because the Bible also talks about alien. Okay. We're going to get these words in the dictionary and in the Bible. So we have here Hebrew Strong 16:16. It says here, properly a guest, by implication, a foreigner, alien, sojourner, stranger. A stranger. See, in order to talk about aliens, we must get the full exhaustive definition of what an alien is so that we can't be deceived on when they're talking about aliens. Okay, it gives us a full context. All right, so they're lining up with the dictionary.com definition of alien. Now extraterrestrial. It says here, outside or originating outside the limits of Earth. We also have an extraterrestrial being. So extraterrestrial can mean something, a description or adjective for something that's outside the limits, originating outside the limits of the Earth, or an extraterrestrial being. Now, of course, in order to deal with extraterrestrial, we must understand, okay, well, what is terrestrial? If you take the extra off, what is terrestrial? Consisting of or representing the Earth as distinct from other planets. Okay, so something that's distinct to the Earth that doesn't have to do with planets. Of course, this is something they've taught us about planets. We're going to deal with that here in a little bit. You also have an inhabitant of the Earth, especially a human being. All right? So we have a person who was of this Earth, a person, people, human beings are terrestrial. So if it's something outside of this Earth, it can then be deemed extraterrestrial. Now, this is the word they want us to really focus in on and use when describing a stranger or a foreigner not of this world. The word they don't want us to use, and see, this is where their narrative comes in, where we must distinguish their narrative from having the biblical lens of what the Bible calls and describes all of this so that we can totally understand what's going on. Therefore, we cannot be deceived. So what does the Bible call an extraterrestrial? We're going to get the definition here. For celestial. Check out the definition. It says pertaining to the sky or visible heaven, or to the universe beyond the Earth's atmosphere, as in celestial body, pertaining to the spiritual or invisible heaven, heavenly, divine. We also have an inhabitant of heaven, which we know are angels. So why is it that this particular term, when we talk about beings that are not from this world, why is it the celestial is never used, but instead we're given the word extraterrestrial? There's a reason behind this we're going to talk about. But we're going to go into the scriptures. What does the Bible have to say about these terms? We're going to go to 1 Corinthians 15. Again, because in order to get things in the biblical lens, we must go through the scriptures into the Bible. To understand this spiritually. It says here, 1 Corinthians 15:40 tells us, there are also celestial bodies and bodies terrestrial. But the glory of the celestial is one, and the glory of the terrestrial is another. What is this? What is the definition for these terms in the, according to the Bible? Let's see. So here we have Greek Strong's 2032. It tells us celestial means above the sky, heaven, in heaven, high. Thayer's tells us existing in heaven, things that take place in heaven, the heavenly regions, heaven itself, the abode of God and angels, the lower heavens of the stars, the heavens of the clouds, the heavenly temple or sanctuary of heavenly origin of nature. Okay, so we're seeing that these are angels, stars, the abode of God and angels, stars. Okay, see how now we're starting to get a better understanding just through looking at things through the biblical understanding, getting biblical words. That's another thing we have to be careful of, like the rapture, word that doesn't exist in the Bible. There is no word for extraterrestrial. The word extraterrestrial doesn't exist in the Bible. What word does the Bible use? Celestial. Here we see terrestrial. Let's get the definition here. In the Strong's G1919, it says worldly, physically or morally, earthly, in earth, terrestrial. Thayer, existing upon the earth, earthly, terrestrial. So basically pretty much what we read from dictionary.com when it comes to all this, right? Because, and so here's the reason why they would rather use the terminology extraterrestrial. Okay, they would rather use that because with that they can then come with a different definition. Even though it's similar to celestial, they can now come with a whole different concept and narrative behind that term. Instead of just using the word celestial, what it does, it draws you away from the Bible and into a story and narrative that they can give to you. That's the deception, right? According to the Bible, if you go into the Bible and read celestial, it doesn't talk about aliens from other planets. It talks about stars and angels. See, that's what they're trying to do, is get you out of the Bible, away from the Bible, because that's where all the understanding lies, and get you into another reality or realm of understanding where now they can deceive you. And so what we've been told throughout history is these are aliens, extraterrestrials, right? Grays, what they would call grays, right? This is what they want us to believe are aliens. Or if not grays, then greens, little green men. What it doesn't get any more plain and spelt out now, even from a Hollywood standpoint, them looking to push the idea of what all this is through Hollywood. You had E.T., which was abbreviation for extraterrestrial, a Steven Spielberg film, right? Steven Spielberg film. This is what they want us to believe is the terrestrials that are outside of our realm. They don't want to call them celestial, because this is not a celestial. They can give it a whole different name, and then therefore with a different name comes a different concept or idea. What about some more aliens and extraterrestrials that they gave us from Hollywood? How about these guys, these characters here? Okay, a very famous space movie and movie series, Star Wars. This is what they want us to believe are aliens, beings from other planets. That's what they're selling us, that there are planets out there in space and that there are extraterrestrial, higher intelligence that exist on these planets. And here are some concepts of what they may look like, all being pushed through Hollywood. All right, some more characters that they're pushing on us. And again, looking through the biblical lens, when you read the Bible and you understand that there's no such things as planets, when you read in the beginning, Genesis chapter 1, and the Most High God created heavens and earth, he actually created the sun, the moon, and the stars. Nowhere did he say he created planets. So once you have the understanding there's no such things as planets, therefore there can't be no alien life form or no extraterrestrial living on something that doesn't even exist. So our whole concept of what space really is has been totally warped and is so off from what really the heavens and the heavenly realm and how all that works and what it really is. This is what they've sold us and led us to believe it really is, or what it possibly could be. But they'll never talk about celestial. That's not even a concept or an idea that they even want you to entertain. Okay, and so therefore, with the UFO and alien disclosures and everything, they can lead you down this path, the path to deception. Okay, here are some more extraterrestrials, aliens from the Star Wars universe. Okay, so this is what they more so want us to believe in, the fairy tale of our reality. But we're going to get, what does the Bible have to say about aliens? All right, what does the Bible have to say about all this? We're going to look through the biblical lens. We're going to get the understanding from the Bible. And then we're going to come back and deal with the alien intelligence. So Genesis chapter, before we go to Genesis chapter 6, let us first deal with Isaiah 14. The first alien we're going to talk about, according to the Bible, that came into this earth, a foreigner. It wasn't an ET. It wasn't a UFO. It wasn't an extraterrestrial. Isaiah 14 and 12 tells us, "How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations?" So here is our first instance of a foreigner, an alien, coming into the earth's realm, Lucifer, falling out of heaven. So he was a celestial being, an angel that fell from heaven into the earth, a foreigner. And we're going to come back to Isaiah 14 more later. It says, verse 13, "For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north." The throne above the stars of God. This is a celestial realm. See how much more clear-cut things are with no confusion when you're dealing with things according to the Bible versus dealing with them trying to figure out what's in space. We don't know what it is. It's unidentified flying object, extraterrestrial. No. Celestial, terrestrial. Simple as that. Verse 14 tells us, I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. From there, we jump to Revelation chapter 12. This was in the very beginning of creation when Satan fell as the first alien invader, foreigner. Revelation 12, verse 7 tells us, and there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels and prevailed not. Neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Nothing about extraterrestrials or aliens going on here. From what we're being told aliens are. What we have are celestial beings. At this point, this is something, this is a different timeline from Isaiah 14. This is actually after Christ's resurrection, when Satan no longer had access into the heavenly realm. He was cast out. He was warring in the heavens with the other angels, and he lost. He's a loser, so he needs to take his L's and just get used to losing, because this is going to be a reoccurring theme for him. But he's trying to get as many to take L's with him and be losers with him and his angels. Okay, so celestial beings in the celestial realm being cast out in the terrestrial world into earth to deceive now the terrestrial beings. That's it. This is what they don't want us to know. Because if once we have this understanding and know this, then now people will then know that the Bible is real and that the threat that they're saying is coming from heaven isn't a threat against us per se, but against Satan and all those that align themselves and are wicked with him. That what's coming from space is our, or from the heavenly realm, is our salvation, which is Christ. He's coming to save us. So he's reversed it and tricked mankind into believing that there's a threat in space that we must all fear. Okay. And fight against. So we're now deceived as people fighting against our God, against our help, being deceived, following down this path. All right. Doesn't get any simpler than that. So if they can keep you out the Bible, you don't have the biblical lens. You'll believe in the little gray men. You'll believe in planets. You'll believe in other life forms, extraterrestrials, all these creatures possibly existing in our solar system and beyond. All right. Madness, nonsense. It's good for fantasy and entertainment, but that's all it's good for. That's it. Okay. Now, let us go over to Genesis chapter 6. Few more scriptures, and then we're going to go into the information now and tie into the deception that's happening right now. They're pushing, but now that we're getting the biblical lens, we can see through it clearly of what it really is, what it really means versus what they're telling us it is. Genesis chapter 6, the next alien disclosure. They'll never talk about these alien disclosures in government. Genesis chapter 6, verse 1. And it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men. We see two different entities happening here. We see daughters belonging to men. And we have sons of God seeing these daughters of men. So what happens when the sons of God, which is a different entity from the daughters of men, and I'm not talking about gender, I'm talking about a total different being, what happens when they interact? It says that they were fair and they took them wives, all of which they chose. When you drop down to verse 4, it says there were giants in the earth in those days. So now when you have celestial beings, which are the sons of God in this context, angels, seeing the daughters of men, you have aliens or foreigners from our world coming into our realm, laying with the daughters of men, making them wives, all right, consummating. And what does that produce in verse 4? Giants. There were not giants in the earth before these days. Why the giants? Where did these giants come from? Adam and Eve had children. Their children had children. There were no giants until the sons of God saw the daughters of men. Now there's giants in the earth in those days. And also after that, when the sons of God came unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, the same became mighty men which were of old, men of renown. All right? So these giants now became of legend or folklore because they were so mighty. All right? And now that we've read it here in Genesis 6, we're now going to go into the Enoch account to go deeper into these foreigners, not of our world, not terrestrial beings, that caused this incursion and caused now aliens, because these giants now are alien in our world because they're not from this world. They don't belong in this world. They weren't created from the beginning of creation by the Most High God. They're an abomination. Aliens. These are your aliens. Book of Enoch. Go there. Book of Enoch, chapter 6. Now you can give to others the understanding of what aliens really are, according to the Bible. Genesis chapter 6, verse 1. And it came to pass, when the children of men had multiplied, that in those days were born unto them beautiful and comely daughters. Verse 2, and the angels, the children of the heaven, Genesis 6 called them the sons of God, saw and lusted after them and said to one another, come, let us choose us wives among the children of men and beget us children. You drop down to chapter 7. Verse 1, and all the others together with them took unto themselves wives, and each chose for himself one, and they began to go in unto them and to devour themselves with them. And they taught them charms and enchantments and the cutting of roots and made them acquainted with plants. So now comes in all the alien technology, the fallen alien technology in the celestial beings teaching mankind a lot of forbidden things in the earth. The alien, here comes your alien intelligence. Because mankind had to be taught these things. Mankind didn't know these things. Right, there's more there, but we're just cutting through for time, getting straight to the point. When you drop down to verse 15, and these angels were called the watchers, for those who weren't aware. It says here, when you go to chapter 15 and you look at verse 7, it says here, verse 7, "And therefore I have not appointed wives for you, for as for the spiritual ones of the heaven, in heaven is their dwelling." Okay, so these watchers, these sons of God, these angels were supposed to remain in the celestial realm. They were never supposed to come into the heavenly, earthly realm. And now the giants who were produced from the spirits of flesh, the spirits being the celestial bodies, okay, and the celestial, the terrestrial, excuse me, you have the celestial with the spirits and the terrestrial with the flesh, shall be called evil spirits upon the earth, demons. Evil spirits are demons, foreign spirits, aliens. All what we're reading of is alien. But if you can identify what the real aliens are, how can you now fight against the real aliens? As long as they have you fighting against a fictitious, fake boogeyman, character from outer space from other planets, how are you going to fight and win a fight against a fantasy or a Jewish fable? Something that doesn't exist. See, that's another part of this. Once you understand what the real aliens are, now you know who they are and you can learn how to fight against them. They don't want you to be able to fight against them. They want you to lose over and over and over again to them so that the devil wins. "They shall be called evil spirits upon the earth, and on the earth shall be their dwelling. Evil spirits have proceeded from their bodies because they are born from men. And from the holy watchers," okay, there's that word, that's who they were when they came down. They were called the watchers. They were supposed to watch over mankind from the heavenly realm, these angels, these sons of God. "Is their beginning and primal origin, they shall be evil spirits on earth, and evil spirits shall they be called." So because they came into this earth and created these giants, and once these giants died, now these spirits that were in these giants were now bound in this earth to torment mankind. Verse 10, "As for the spirits of heaven, in heaven shall be their dwelling, but as for the spirits of the earth, which were born upon the earth, and on the earth shall be their dwelling. And the spirits of the giants afflict, oppress, destroy, attack, do battle, and work destruction on the earth and cause trouble. They take no food, but nevertheless hunger and thirst and cause offenses. And these spirits shall rise up against the children of men and against the women because they have proceeded from them." So if they tell you that aliens are this and not what we're reading in the book of Enoch and what they really are, how can you now contend and fight against those that are rising up to oppress, afflict, destroy, and cause offenses? How can you fight against them when you're scared of these guys? Right? You're scared of something that doesn't even exist. And it's demons the one that are attacking you all the day long. That's the reason for this whole alien deception. And even when you go up here to I believe it was in chapter 6. I missed it. Just to add in here. Let me see here. Yeah, it's in chapter 7. Let me continue to keep reading here. Verse 2 says in chapter 7, "And they became pregnant, and they bare great giants, whose height was 3,000 ells, who consumed all the acquisitions of men. And when men could no longer sustain them, the giants turned against them and devoured mankind. And they began to sin against birds and beasts and reptiles. So now we're talking about splicing, the transhumanism, all this was going on during that time where they were mixing birds, beasts, reptiles, fish together, creating hybrids. And you have to think, if they're hybridizing celestial bodies with terrestrial bodies, and that's the transhumanism and hybridization going on there, why would they not do that with the rest of creation that the Most High God created with the animals? So you had all type of transhumanism and hybridization going on then, and it's important for us to understand these things because Christ said upon his return in Matthew 24, one of the signs, it'll be as the days of Noah. So it only makes sense that they would bring in the UFO deception in the end because we're in the days of Noah. As you start to see this spiritual phenomenon and these crazy things happening that they're doing once over again, they have to have an explanation for it to steer you away from the biblical narrative. All right. So I wanted to make sure we broke down what the aliens are through the biblical lens. And now let's look at the AI, because we spoke about alien intelligence, and see if we can draw a connection or parallel there. Does AI really stand for artificial intelligence, or does it stand for something else? Well, let's get the definition for artificial intelligence. The definition here says, the capacity of a computer, robot, or other program mechanical device to perform operations and tasks analog to learning and decision-making in humans as speech recognition or question answering. A computer, robot, or other program mechanical device having this human-like capacity. We also have the branch of computer science involved with the design of computers or other program mechanical devices having the capacity, human intelligence, and thought. So they're selling us on the artificial intelligence being dealing with robotics, computers, a mechanical device that's imitating human intelligence programmed by people. But is this really the case with artificial intelligence? Well, let's first get the understanding of what artificial is. Okay, and then we're going to start to go into the things that are happening right now, real time, now that we have the biblical lens. What is the definition for artificial? Artificial, made by human skill, produced by humans. So that's where they would want you to think the name comes from. Because it's produced by people, therefore it's artificial. But there's more to the definition of artificial. Let's look at this second definition here. Imitation, simulated, sham. So artificial also means a sham, imitation. It's not what they're telling us it really is. It's something else. They're telling us it's artificial, but artificial isn't really real. Also, we hear simulated. Where else did we see simulated? They're looking to do a first contact simulated message from space dealing with ETs to Earth. So an artificial or a fake message to earth. Okay, so now let's see if we can draw the parallel between the AI, artificial intelligence, and now that we have the understanding of what aliens really are, is it connected to aliens? An alien, which just means foreign or a foreigner, intelligence. Well, and let me just check Blog Talk here real quick. See, make sure we don't have any callers before I go in to this next part. Okay, we have some callers there. If you would like to speak, just press the number one. Those of you that are there in Blog Talk. Let's continue on here. So if we're going to talk about artificial intelligence, I would say someone who you've talked about before, an expert, who better to talk to about it than Elon Musk? What did Elon Musk tell us about artificial intelligence? Let me get it here. So Elon Musk told us that with artificial intelligence, we are summoning the demon. And we just broke down according to the Bible that aliens are demons. That's it. According to the narrative and context of what they're trying to disclose to us, because, of course, alien means foreigner. But in this context, aliens are demon. And if we're summoning the demon with artificial intelligence, is it really artificial intelligence or is it alien or demon intelligence? There's more. There is more. Let me pull it up here. You see, missing something. Okay, 1 second, trying to find something disappeared here on my screen. We have here off CNN Business. AI pioneer quits Google to warn about the technology's dangers. So here is what they call the father of AI. Again, we're asking the people who are behind the creation of this so-called artificial intelligence, and we're hearing it from them. Let's see what he has to say about his warning to mankind about what he's created or have said to create, have created. So the godfather of AI quits Google to warn about looming dangers, saying that the genie's been let out the bottle, Pandora's box has been opened, and we cannot stop what we've created. Because once this intelligence becomes smarter than us, gains its own control, we are no longer in control of it. Now, does that sound like something artificial, or does that sound like something else? Now, all the while, they're warning us about something coming from space and that being a danger to us. But the government isn't saying anything about the dangers of AI and what they've created with this so-called artificial intelligence. And when we talk about artificial intelligence, I'm calling alien intelligence, what are we really talking about here? We go back to Genesis chapter 3, the first alien. It says here, Genesis 3 and 1, now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, have God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden. And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden. But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die, for God hath known that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. So there is your alien intelligence. It's the perverted knowledge that Satan, okay, his angels and the watchers of what we just read in Genesis, Enoch, okay, where they came down and started to teach mankind all of these abominations, right? This is what we're talking about with the alien intelligence, foreign intelligence coming from someplace else other than the Heavenly Father. That's harmful and dangerous to us, that even the creators that have opened up Pandora's box with this, somehow they've tapped in with the technology to get access to this intelligence that has a mind of its own that only has the intentions of hurting mankind. Sound like Genesis 6 with the fallen angels when it talks about them devouring mankind? Mankind crying out to the heavens, and the Heavenly Father had to send the flood to destroy. Same thing is going to happen in our time, right? Except this time, the world is going to be destroyed through fire instead of water, right? No new thing under the sun. Everything is cycling and repeating itself, all right? More, connecting this alien, this artificial AI intelligence to alien intelligence. It's on Fox News. It says here, if aliens contact Earth, it may not be humans who get the call. Who's going to get the call? Because remember, they're talking about intercepting this signal coming from space. It's coming. Well, this expert says, that signal isn't going to even come to people. Harvard professor Avi Loeb and a team of researchers made a breakthrough that could be alien origin. Who are they going to contact? It says here, a Harvard professor of astronomy is predicting extraterrestrials will make contact with what? Artificial intelligence before humans due to aliens potentially feeling a kinship with human technology. So if we've determined that the aliens aren't anything other than demons, and Elon Musk said we're summoning the demon with artificial intelligence, then what I can draw from this is just pure and strictly demonic communication going on. Portals being opened up and allowing demons to now come together and communicate where in times before they may not were in communication. Because when you read in the scriptures, some of the demons were bound. Only a tenth of the demons were allowed to roam the earth. So what's really going on here is them opening up portals and allowing demons to communicate with demons. Not anything with ETs in space looking to communicate with robots and computers. So they're outright, if we understand things from the biblical lens, we can understand exactly what's going on when we see an article like this pop up on our screen and not get caught up in the fantasy, the alternative reality. And it's interesting that this professor has a documentary, and the documentary is titled God vs. Aliens. All right, interesting title. And continuing on, we had Elon Musk said that we're summoning the demon. It's dangerous, but yet he's still doing it. The Google exec here, Jeffrey Hinton, godfather of AI, quit Google, running for his life from opening up Pandora's box. Okay, saying it can't be stopped. This AI, artificial intelligence, is going to harm mankind. What else do we have? This is on Infowars.com. We also have the ChatGPT creator warning of AI dangers. How many of you all are familiar with ChatGPT? This is March 2023. It says artificial intelligence has the potential to replace workers, spread disinformation, and enable cyber attacks. OpenAI CEO Sam Altman has warned. The latest build of OpenAI's GPT program can outperform most humans on simulated tests. Okay, so what is behind this intelligence? See, they have us looking out in space for the alien. Could it possibly be that aliens are really amongst us here in this realm? Not out there in space, so-called, but in the terrestrial realm. He says, we've got to be careful here. We've got to be careful. Let's check out the video of this ChatGPT creator warning of this AI danger. Now, the volume issue isn't on, it's on the video side. Whatever is going on with her mic, it's not picking her voice up when she's asking questions. So I can't control that. Now, is this artificial intelligence with machines and robots that's actually able to, you know, determine all this? They call them smart devices. Or is there something spiritual going on here behind this, what they were calling intelligence? This is something we really have to really think about. when we talk about artificial intelligence and what's going on here. Because they're telling us, though, this is just a machine thinking for itself. And people created these programs and these algorithms, and it's the machine just following programs or following coding, computer science, and all these coding that it's just following computer commands. And we're going to continue to go through it so it's clear what's really going on here. And I don't know why this audio is doing this, because the first time I watched this video, there weren't any audio issues. So I don't know what's going on here. But she's warning about all the dangers. Is there a kill switch to shut this all down if things go wrong? And notice how all these people are talking about how this is dangerous, but it's not stopping them from continuing on in the creation of it. Elon Musk and others, they're not stopping from creating this or what, you know, what they're calling artificial intelligence. They're not stopping with it. And I'm sorry that that video, for whatever odd reason, is playing like that. That's weird. Almost has like a robotic voice when he was talking. I don't know what's going on with that. All right. But I'm just showing you how all these people are coming out talking about how dangerous how dangerous this AI is and can be for mankind. And we can't draw the parallel to alien and what they're trying to disclose to us now as an alien invasion. The alien invasion has already happened. We're in the alien invasion now in more ways than just artificial intelligence. Okay, the alien intelligence, the alien technology, and all the fallen angel stuff that they've given mankind has been here, and mankind is getting more and more access. We even listened to John D'Souza, the ex-FBI UFO specialist, said that in order for mankind to get more technology, they have to give bodies over to these interdimensional beings. And through giving over human sacrifices, got all these children coming up missing, through giving over bodies and the human sacrifices, then they obtain more, mankind then obtains more technology. And there is a movie out there that kind of brings this to mind. If any of you all have seen the movie, I don't know if it's called King Arthur, but it's dealing with King Arthur. It's the latest King Arthur movie that came out like in 2016. But it actually shows you in that movie as the king, who was the king at that time, was looking for more power. Every time he wanted more power, he had this abomination demon-like being in his dungeon, and in order for them to give him power and grant him what you would call wishes, he had to bring a body, a human sacrifice. He was sacrificing his family and his children, his wife and all that, so he could get more power. I think it's Charlie Hunnam. Charlie Hunnam is the main character in that particular movie. Right, but it's the same concept. So this is alien intelligence. There's nothing artificial about this. This isn't something mankind has just made. Okay, they're opening portals and allowing demons to come through and operate. And now these demons are looking for bodies, looking for hosts that they can now come into. They don't want to be inside of robots and machines. They want to be in us. But the machines and the robots are now opening us up for easier entrance for them to come in. Your smartphone, your TV, your computer, these are all devices that they can now operate in and then now open you up for them to now come inside of you. Okay, that's all these devices are portals. Two-way devices, right? And so it's for us to understand this so that we can fight against it and we don't be deceived or become susceptible to this. Speaking of that, this next article, probably going to really trip y'all out. This is off Natural News, February 2023. Dead Rising, AI-powered chat GPT to connect the living and the dead. AI-powered chat GPT to connect the living and the dead. Tell me this isn't demonic. This is alien demon intelligence at work connecting you with demons. The whole reason now they're opening up people to the metaverse and all these, they're trying to bring you into the demonic realm now. They introduce you to it through your phone, your devices. Now they're ready to bring you all the way over into the realm of the dead, into hell. All right. It says here, Arthur Sitkoff, founder and CEO of Somnium Space, has claimed that an artificial intelligence chatbot will soon allow the living to converse with people who already died. All right. They've already started integrating users with OpenAI's chatbot into his metaverse. They're already integrating people into this. And it's interesting, you know, I haven't read this article. I was just speaking about the metaverse, and here it is. This is what this guy's doing. He's integrating through the chatbot people into the metaverse, creating a virtual assistant that offers a faster pathway for the development of live forever mode, right? Integrate yourself into the metaverse and live forever. This is what they're telling people. Upload your brain to the cloud. And so all this is happening, and nobody's looking at this as alien or strange, because that's what also alien means, stranger. This isn't strange. This isn't an alien invasion, what we're seeing here happening right now. This isn't a danger. So that's why I said the alien invasion has already happened. We just don't have an understanding of what alien really means. It says here, his project aims to allow grieving humans to engage with their loved ones in a realistic way after they die. And we've brought out other articles on this before, where they're looking to use this technology and trick people. The reason why I call it tricknology, trick people into thinking that they're communicating with their dead, their loved ones that have deceased, that are deceased. No, you're communicating with a demon. And that demon is drawing you into that realm. So once your consciousness is uploaded, all that's left of your body is a corpse and a host ready to now have a demon take full control of it because you're no longer there. 2020, enter in. They had everybody in a panic about some boogeyman disease. Get the COVID shot. We'll come to find out with these vaccines, they were experimenting on ways to disconnect us and our God gene so that we no longer have a communication and connection with the frequency to the heavenly realm. And so now we're talking about our bodies being invaded by aliens. So this is when we're talking about aliens, the real alien invasion. And it's interesting because Ronald Reagan spoke about, are there not already aliens amongst us now in the speeches we showed, right? So we have to be able to recognize what's going on right now, that the aliens are already here. People are being turned into aliens, and we're going to talk more about that later. Alien, foreigner, you're being turned into something else that's not of this world. All right. Now, there's more. How many of you all have seen this? How many of you all have continuing on with their summoning the demon with AI. They're summoning the demon. We're connecting the dots to the alien intelligence. How many of you all have seen the AI Jesus? Let's check it out. AI Jesus. What is this? A chatbot version of Jesus. Now, how many people are going to be deceived in thinking that this is really Christ? I'm pretty sure that there will be some. Maybe not most people. Most people probably won't. But for people that are really looking for answers, that are desperate, remember, the scripture says the wicked shall do wickedly and be corrupted by flatteries. So when they tell you that this is Jesus and you can talk to Jesus real time through the technology, you can talk to your loved ones real time through the technology, the demonic realm is opening itself up to invade people in a more quicker way than the demonic possession has happened in times past. So when they talk about an alien abduction, it's demonic possession. How can you escape the alien abduction or the demonic possession if you think it's little green men and gray men coming to abduct you? You'll be fighting that battle all day long. Let's keep going here. If nothing else, we know the world is going to get weirder, not normaler. And they're doing it with this technology because people are crazed out of their minds for the technology, opening themselves up to the spiritual realm, demons operating through the device and a easier, quicker, demonic possession way of accessing mankind. All right. The more ancient traditional ways of demonic possession and them opening you up to demons, not that those ways aren't effective, but they aren't as effective as this. Okay, because most people that open themselves up in those scenarios volunteer. Well, what if they were to put this in the palm of your hand to where they make it convenient to where you need this device to do your everyday operating of life? And through that device, they can open you up to these realms. See how much more, how much more powerful and how much more easier it is for them now to bring forth the demonic possession. So here we have it here, Fox News. AI Jesus talks dating, relationships, morals, even offers video gaming tips. Faith leaders weighed in on this latest form of AI. Identifying instead the true source of wisdom. See, and this is what I was talking about, the biblical lens. And if you don't understand the Bible being real, how can you access the Holy Spirit? You'll never access the Holy Spirit. Cut the Holy Spirit off. And instead, Satan has tricked mankind into accessing wisdom through the AI device, through the demon. They can give you now the perverted wisdom from the fruit, from the tree of good and evil. Okay, and here is the article to go with this. And again, if you understand the biblical context, first of all, we know that Christ was not white. Same way we know there were no planets, so therefore there cannot be no spacemen living on planets. Well, we know Christ was not white. So therefore, how do you avoid the deception of something like this? Well, if you know that Christ was not white, there's no way you could fall for this actually being Christ. Even if they put up a black version, okay, you would still need the wisdom to know, even though he's black, and I know Christ was black according to the Bible, that's still not him. But you see how it works with us understanding the Bible and not being deceived. Okay, that is a demon talking to you. And the demon will give you some truth. You go on there, the chat GPT, it's answering questions, giving you a lasagna recipe. Yeah, it's good and evil. It's going to give you some truth, but what else is it opening you up for? What is it conditioning and prepping you for? You see? Right? So let me see here real quick. I'm going to move on to our next part of this broadcast. Still have more to cover. And so that's what's going on right now with the AI and connecting the dots between the alien to demon connection, so that we all understand that there are no UFO spacemen out there riding around in spaceships. They are demons. Okay, sons of the fallen angels. And we're going to go into the origins of just how, more so just going into the proving that aliens are demons from a different angle than we've already covered with the Bible. Before we do, I want to show this video. Brother Randy had sent me this video of what stars through a telescope. This is what stars look like through a telescope, because we've been showing these wheels within a wheel. And so what do the stars look like up close? Right, so there's a star, a ball of light in the sky, and the telescope is going to get close. And what do we see? We see a glowing wheel of all sorts of colors, rainbow colors, just like Ezekiel explained and identified. And so now we can see that stars, which are angels, very similar to chariots of God. The chariots that the angels that come into our realm operate with. Very, very similar. Look at that. A wheel, a wheel within a wheel of light. These are different stars that this telescope is zooming in on so that you get a close-up, so you can understand what it really is versus what they're telling you it is. It's not a machine. It's not a spaceman craft of a ET riding around in a spaceship. All right. They're not planets. Look at that. Look at that one. Okay, this is not a planet. They want to tell you they're planets. That's Venus. No, it's not Venus. It's a star. An orb of energy, an orb of light. But the angels that come into our realm have a different, they have a different, I would say, order than these stars. They have a different task. They have a different job. You know, they come into our realm for different purposes. Then these stars are set. They were set in the beginning of creation. So their job is to minister to the earth and orbit the earth for signs and seasons. See that? All right, so I just wanted to show you all that. And so now let's talk about, if you're going to talk about space, who better to talk about space than NASA? Right, and if we're going to talk about NASA, dealing with this whole alien demon connection, and showing that demons are aliens. There are no little gray men. There are no little green men. There are no beings from outer space living on planets. In order to understand NASA, we must understand the founder, one of the founding fathers of NASA. How many of you all out there are familiar with Jack Parsons? Jack Parsons. This out. It says here, John Whiteside Parsons, born Marvel Whiteside Parsons, was an American rocket engineer, chemist, and Thelemite occultist associated with the California Institute of Technology. Parsons was one of the principal founders of both the Jet Propulsion Laboratory and the Aerojet Engineering Corporation. He invented the first rocket engine to use castable composite rocket propellant and pioneered the advancement of both liquid fuel and solid fuel rockets. All right. And it's interesting because when I was doing research, I was looking at this character. And he's a rocket. He was the first rocket scientist. We have the term, you know, rocket science, right? If you're a rocket scientist, you're a genius, so to speak. And I was looking at him and saying, man, he looks like Tony Stark in Iron Man and Tony Stark's father. I forget Tony Stark's father's name. Who, they were both rocket scientists. Like, Tony Stark is a brilliant mind in Marvel. But check out his name. He was born Marvel Whiteside Parsons. So is this where they get the idea behind Tony Stark and Iron Man? I believe so. And when you see other images of him, you'll see how he looks like I forget Tony Stark's dad's name in Marvel, but he looks just like his dad, both who were rocket scientists in the Marvel Universe. But nonetheless, this is the first rocket scientist. He is the father of the actual rocket engineer, right? But it wasn't just rocket science he was into. He was a Thelemite. We're going to talk about what does that mean. Following some brief involvement with Marxism, he was also a Marxist. And we talked a lot about that here at this church. In 1939, Parsons converted to Thelema, the new religious movement founded by the English occultist Aleister Crowley. So he was a student of Aleister Crowley behind this new age religion of Thelema, a Western esoteric and occult social or spiritual philosophy and new religious movement founded in the early 1900s by Aleister Crowley, an English writer, mystic, occultist, and ceremonial magician. And this is the founder of rocket science, rocket engineering, the rocket engine, liquid fuel, solid fuel rockets, a father of NASA. He is instrumental in the foundation of NASA. And he's a student of Aleister Crowley, a magician, and the Thelema religion. In 1945, Parsons separated from Helen, who was his wife, after having an affair with her sister, Sarah. When Sarah left him for L. Ron Hubbard, Parsons conducted the Babylon Working. Who is familiar with the Babylon Working? We're going to go into this. Babylon is a goddess found in the occult system of Thelema, established in 1904 with the writing of the Book of the Law by occultist Aleister Crowley. A series of rituals intended to invoke the Thelemic goddess Babylon on Earth. This was what this guy was into as the founder of NASA. All right, we're going to keep going, but I hope you brothers and sisters are understanding why I came here and connecting these dots with aliens and demons, and now we're bringing in the origins of NASA. It says here, So if we come down here, it says Parsons' libertarian and occult writings were published posthumously. One second. Historians of Western esoteric tradition cite him as one of the more prominent figures in propagating Thelema across North America. Although academic interest in his scientific career was negligible, historians have come to recognize Parsons' contributions to rocket engineering. For these innovations, his advocacy of space exploration and human spaceflight, and his role in founding JPL and Aerojet, Parsons is regarded as among the most important figures in the history of the U.S. space program. He's regarded as among the most important figures in the history of the U.S. space program. What is the U.S. space program? NASA. Oh, yeah, I bet people didn't know that how NASA was founded, how it began. See, this is NASA's dirty little secret they don't want you to know about. They want you to think NASA's about going out, exploring the moon, exploring Mars, exploring planets, searching for extraterrestrial life forms. Oh, yeah, we're about to show what's really going on that they're trying to hide. All right, we're going to show you what's really going on here that they don't want you to know. And so I have a couple videos I want to show on this. They go into detail on this character, Jack Parsons, NASA, what's really going on, what they've told us is going on versus what's really going on. Pull it up here. We have a video, part one and part two. NASA's Satanic Illuminati Fallen Angel Alien Agenda Exposed. Oh, yeah. We've been lied to about and what's really going on in space. We've been lied to what space really is and what it's not. So this was called the Tether incident. And as you can see, these are just balls of light that are moving around, similar to what we've shown with our identifying the chariots of the Most High in the things we've been showing. So they're tying in Jehovah's Witness with Charles Taze Russell in this and all. In 1914 was the year that Charles Taze Russell said the world would end, was the day that Jack Parsons was born. Check this guy out. Here goes Wernher von Braun. Remember him? We've been talking about him. The Nazi scientist that came back to America after World War II during Operation Paperclip, who on his deathbed was telling his colleagues and his assistants that worked close to him that there was no such thing as aliens, and that at the very end they were going to stage a fake alien invasion. Right. So this. Remember, he was working with NASA after World War II, but he came in after Jack Parsons. So, but they were working together. So, at the age of 13, Wernher von Braun was learning from Jack Parsons how to summon demons. These are your people that are founders and key instruments in NASA. And who did Jack Parsons learn this from? Aleister Crowley is who Jack Parsons studied under, his teacher. And Aleister Crowley, he referred to himself as the beast. These are demons working through people. So Jules Verne, who wrote 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea and Submarines before they came to be, Jack Parsons was reading these books, and he had visions. He was getting visions of torpedoes being fired out into the water. So this is where he now is getting his insight into rocket propulsion and looking to develop these rockets to go out into space. Okay, so he started getting these visions, and this is what led him to these creations, his rocket science, his rocket engineering. So not only did he develop rockets for space, but he also developed the rocket propulsion for nuclear missiles and bombs. Remember, Revelation 13 talks about the beast had the power to make it rain fire from heaven. And here it is, Aleister Crowley, who was the teacher of Jack Parsons, who was coming up with his technology. Aleister Crowley's nickname was the beast. These are demons working, giving mankind this understanding. So Jack Parsons, let me go back before we go to part two. Not only was he born on the date that Charles Taze Russell said the end of the world would start and Babylon the Great would be basically manifested, was the date that Jack Parsons was born, and Jack Parsons would later go on to do the Babylon working, calling himself the Antichrist, looking to summon and manifest Mystery Babylon. And that's what part two is about to go into now. Now, this is your rocket scientist doing this, big part of founding of NASA. All right, let's look at part two here. So these scientists that he would host at his house from NASA, the space laboratory in NASA, these four scientists were deemed the four horsemen of the apocalypse. Now, isn't it interesting? I don't know how many of you all have seen the new Oppenheimer movie that just came out, right? But it's called the Oppenheimer moment, is a term when you've created something that you feel is going to actually destroy more than benefit society. So after this Jewish scientist created this atom bomb, This Robert Oppenheimer, he said that he's created something that will destroy mankind, similar to all these, Elon Musk saying that we're summoning the demon with AI. You had the Google exec, godfather of AI, quit, saying the dangers that are coming with AI. The ChatGPT creator saying that the dangers of ChatGPT. So all these men are opening things up for these demons to come in through the technology. And after they've done it, they realize that they've let these demons come into our realm to destroy mankind. They're deceived and tricked by demons to use their intellect to bring them into this realm to destroy. So these were all rituals that they were initiating. Now, what does this sound like now? This sounds like what's happening to people right now, especially those that took the COVID shot. So back then, they were doing it through these rituals, and now they're able to do it to mankind through the technology, through the machine, through the robotics, through the pharmacy, the pharmakia. They're now able to do exactly what we're seeing here. They're getting mankind to do it through involuntary rituals through these other avenues. So that's all this is Kabbalah magic. It's mysticism.